Howdy, stranger.
Howdy.
You ain't from around these parts now, are you?
Nope.
What's that you got on your wagon?
Well, Mr. Potter, it's Christmas. We're celebrating there.
Sentimental hogwash. What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it's not hogwash at all, Mr. Potter. Don't you know what Christmas is about there?
When I eat pizza, it makes me feel so fine. I feel so fine.
Cratchit, the office is looking a little dreary. I want you to call 1-800-FLOWERS and have them send some poinsettias to our office right away.
I can't wait to go to the IHOP and get my eggs and sausage and pancakes.
All my life I had a problem with people pushing me around. I was always the doormat, getting beaten up when I was a boy and getting stepped on by everybody at the office.
Courtesy. Remember the old days when people smiled at you as you walked up to the bank window? Hard to find nowadays.
Yes, it has a number on the back that could be precipitous in the winning of prizes, but how does it fare after a high-impact collision? My assistant, Beaker, will man the car that is to be tested. Don't try this at home.
Hello, children. Welcome once again to Mrs. Poodletap's cottage. I'm Mrs. Poodletap.
Hey, are you stupid? You want a hot dog?
Hey, what are you talking to, hey? Who are you calling stupid,
don't
there?
Don't you know that these are Oscar Mayer hot dogs?
And another thing. What's all this Larry Natural jazz? What's wrong with your family name, Linslow Snowski?
Meantime, y'all can shop in the trading store and get you some postcards or a paperweight or something.
And then I get these bleeding sores on it, and the stupid doctor says I have gangrene and they have to amputate. And I say, no way are you going to amputate. Hey, get that away from me!
Back in the Old West, as the settlers pushed westward into this new land we call the United States, they worked up a hearty appetite. The favorite grub on those wagon trains? Barbecue, slow cooked over an open fire.
Thanks for listening. Give me a call, we'll talk. No big whoop.